This is JIS News. Coming up, Norman Manley International Airport ranked number 3 in region, WTO head impressed with operations at Kingston Wharves, and Portland rafters to get increased salaries. The news in detail after this message.
JCDC is now accepting entries for the 2016 competitions in World Reggae Dance Championship, Jamaica Creative Writing, Jamaica Culinary Arts, The Big Stage, and Miss Jamaica Festival Queen. Over $1 million in cash and prizes to be won. Submit your entries now. Visit jcdc.gov.jm or any JCDC office island-wide for entry forms and other details.
If you're on the road and an earthquake strikes, remember to stay calm and move away from any object that could fall and hurt you. If you are inside, do not attempt to rush outside for safety. Simply get under the bed or table to protect your head until the shaking has stopped. Be earthquake smart and stay alive.
A message from the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management.
Now the news. Director General of the World Trade Organization, the WTO, Ambassador Roberto Azevedo, says he's impressed with the works being carried out at the Kingston Wharves. Expansion works are underway at the port as part of plans to establish Jamaica as a logistics hub.
I think for a country like Jamaica, for whom trade and shipments are part of their day-to-day life, the work that is being done here is fantastic. There is a lot of things that other countries should be copying.
Ambassador Azevedo was speaking with JIS News following a tour of the facility on Monday. He says Jamaica is well-placed geographically and in terms of resources for the transition to a logistics-centered economy. The WTO Director General, who is on a two-day visit to Jamaica, is expected to depart the island Tuesday, January 19. The government is taking steps to establish a biodiesel plant in Jamaica. President of JAMPRO Diane Edwards says the initiative emerged out of the Jamaica Investment Forum staged in March last year. The biodiesel plant, to be run on feedstock, is expected to stimulate growth in the agricultural sector in addition to providing renewable energy.
There's a company called Hero BX out of Pennsylvania in the U.S. which is far advanced in its feasibility study of the Jamaican environment and whether they can do this cost effectively here.
Ms. Edwards was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session. The Norman Manley International Airport, NMIA, has been rated by the Airport Council International as the number 3 ranked airport in Latin America and the Caribbean. The NMIA has been given the Airport Service Quality ASQ Award, considered to be among the industry's most prestigious accolades. The award recognizes airports which have achieved the highest passenger satisfaction ratings in the ASQ survey, the world's benchmark measure of airport excellence.
It is a symbol to us, the operators of the airport, as to how well we are satisfying our passengers. We take from the passengers who traverse the airport on a quarterly basis certain designed questions that they need to respond to based on the design criteria of the airport service quality process. In this regard, we're the third ranked airport in Latin America and the Caribbean for quarter ending September and December.
Acting President and Chief Executive Officer of the Airports Authority of Jamaica, Audley Diedrich. Mr. Diedrich says Jamaica is well represented among Caribbean nominations for the World Travel Awards, with both NMIA and Sangster International being among the 3 airports in the region to be nominated. The winners will be announced later this year. And Minister of Tourism Dr. Wickham McNeil says members of the River Rafting Association in Portland will see an increase in their monthly salaries. The members will now earn $4,200 per trip, up from $3,000, and will be receiving new uniforms by the end of the month. The minister adds that a committee has been formed to address retirement packages for tourism industry workers. He explains that currently only 10% of persons directly employed to the sector have a pension, which he intends to address by creating a contributory pension scheme for the entire sector. Members of the association met with ministry officials last week following the second staging of the Rafters Rest Race. The tourism minister will have a private meeting with River Rafters Association and the River Rafting Authority in the coming weeks to discuss other issues. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.